kings of Macedonia. Amyntas the First of Macedonia and Alexander the First of Macedonia. Now, Amyntas was ancient king of Macedonia from 512 or 511 BCE until his death in 498 or 497 BCE. Now, we have no idea who his wife was, but during his reign, Macedonia became a vassal state of the Persian Empire, and that took place in 510 BCE. Now, in 513 BCE, the Persian forces led by Darius I crossed the Bosporus in a successful expedition against the Scythians, securing a frontier on the Danube in the process. Now, this was an attempt to keep raiding down that was taking place in Anatolia. Now, Darius then returned to Sardis in Asia Minor and ordered his cousin, Megabus, to conquer the rest of Thrace. Megabus marched westward into the Strymon Basin in 512 or 511 BCE. There he subjugated a large number of tribes along the way, including the Paeons, whom he had deported to Asia. Amyntas had taken advantage of this power vacuum by crossing the Axios River and seizing their former territory around Amphrystus. In keeping with Persian practice, Megabus dispatched 7 envoys around 510 BCE to meet with the Macedonian king, most likely at the palace at Age, and demand earth or water, which is the typical tribute to become subjugated under the Persians. Although the exact meaning of this request remains unclear, it appears that Amyntas met Megabus' demands and invited the envoys to a feast. The Persians, according to Herodotus, requested the company of women after the party, which Amyntas agreed to despite Macedonian customs. The women, identified as concubines and wedded wives, sat across the table at first, but moved next to the envoys at their insistence. Flushed with too much wine, they began to fondle the women, but the Macedonian king remained silent out of fear of Persian power. Alexander, his son, enraged by their actions, asked his father to leave and let him handle the situation. Amyntas advised caution, but eventually left, and Alexander sent the women away as well, assuring his guests that they were only washing themselves. In their place, beardless men disguised as women and armed with daggers returned to the party and murdered all 7 envoys. The Persians began looking for the missing embassy, but Alexander covered it up by marrying his sister Gage to the general Bubars and paying him a large bribe. Many historians are generally skeptical of this story. It could have been fabricated by Herodotus to illustrate Alexander's cunning personality. And I would point out here, this is not Alexander the Great. Or he could have simply repeated what he'd heard when visiting Macedonia. Furthermore, Amyntas, no matter how weak or foolish, is unlikely to have entrusted such a delicate diplomatic situation to his young son. Now, Gage's marriage to Bubars is recognized as actually taking place, but Amyntas most likely arranged it himself, or Alexander handled it after his father's death. Historian Eugene Borza argued that by rejecting the murder of the Persian ambassadors, there's no longer any evidence that Macedonia was a vassal state during Amyntas' reign. In accordance with this argument, Mardonius, and not Megabus, was actually the person who subjugated the Macedonians in 492 BCE. Hammond, on the other hand, asserted that Macedonia remained a loyal subject and part of the satrap of Scudra until the Persian defeat at Plataea in 479 BCE. Now, Amyntas was the first Macedonian ruler to have diplomatic relations with other states. In particular, he entered into alliance with the Hippias of Athens. When Hippias was driven out of Athens, he offered him the territory of Athamas on the Thermachan coast with the object of taking advantage of the feuds between the Greeks. Hippias refused the offer and also rejected the offer of Iocles, as Amyntas probably did not control the region he was giving away anyway, but merely suggested a plan for joint occupation. Now, Alexander I of Macedonia begins reigning after his father's death, so that would be in 498 to 497 BCE, and he reigned for quite some time. He reigned until 454 BCE, which is a very, very long time. And of course, we don't know who his wife was, but he was the only son of Amyntas I, who was, we don't even know his mother's name. The Macedonian is not wild about keeping track of the ladies. But it's believed that Amyntas' wife, the mother of Alexander I, could have been named Eurydice. Alexander married his sister to the Persian general Bubaris while a vassal of the Achaemenid or the Persian Empire, as a bribe to cover up his murder of the Persian embassy, which may or may not have actually taken place. Alexander came to the throne during the era of the kingdom's vassalage under the Persian Empire, dating back to the time of his father, Amyntas I, although Macedon retained a broad scope of autonomy. In 492 BCE, it was made fully subordinate as part of the Persian Empire by Mardonius' campaign. Alexander acted as a representative of the Persian governor Mardonius during peace negotiations after the Persian defeat at the Battle of Salamis in 480 BCE. In later events, Herodotus several times mentions Alexander as a man who was on Xerxes' side and followed his orders. From the time of Mardonius' conquest of Macedonia, Herodotus refers to Alexander as a hipparchos, meaning viceroy. Despite his cooperation with Persia, Alexander frequently gave supplies and advice to the Greek city-states. He even warned them of Mardonius' plans before the Battle of Plataea in 479 BCE. For example, Alexander warned the Greeks in Tempe to leave before the arrival of Xerxes' troops and notified them of an alternative route in the Thessaly through Upper Macedonia. After their defeat at Plataea, the Persian army, under the command of Artabazus, tried to retreat all the way back to Asia Minor. Most of the 43,000 survivors were attacked and killed by forces of Alexander I at the estuary of the Strymon River. Alexander eventually regained Macedonian independence after the end of the Persian Wars. He modeled his court after Athens and was a patron of the poets Pindar and Bacchylides, both of whom dedicated poems to him. The earliest reference of an Athenian Pronaxus who lived at the time of the Persian Wars is of Alexander I, and it was around this point that Alexander was given the epithet of Philhellene. Now, Alexander's wife, we don't know who she is, had at least six children. Perdiccas II, who will succeed Alexander I, Menelaus, father of Amyntas II, Philip, Amyntas, whose son Athridius was the father of Amyntas III, Alcides, and Stradonice, married by her brother, Perdiccas II, to Seuthes II of Thrace. So after the death of Alexander, it's going to become a series of little incidents and changes in government that are going to be a lot more frequent. Now the sources for this, The Politics by Aristotle, The Histories by Herodotus, Histories, 12 volumes, by Diodorus Siculus, Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, and The Lives by Plutarch, Philip and Alexander, Kings and Conquerors by Goldsworthy, History of Macedonia, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Hammond, In the Shadow of Olympus, The Emergence of Macedonia by Borgia. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.